You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, the Binge Gamecast.
The Enrichment Center is required to remind you that you will be baked, and then there will be cake.
What time is it?
Time to play the game. Time to play the game!
You disgusting motherfucker!
It's the Binge Gamecast! With your host, Kupka!
Oh my god, you suck!
Movie freak!
Is this a list of things I did to your mom last night?
And Bash!
Oh look! Assholes!
Welcome to the Binge Gamecast. I'm Kupka, and unfortunately, I'm the only one here. No, I'm just kidding. Bash is with me. Jack is off, offline, actually. Poor Jack.
I would love to see you actually do, like, a two-hour Gamecast just by your fucking self.
I would
like
load up...
used to do the old sportscast.
Yeah, I would load up a game, and I would stream it and say stuff. That's what would happen.
Or you would forget that your mic is on, and it would be 2 hours of silence posted.
Or it would be 2 hours of silence with interjections of cocksucker, twat, fuck you, and things like that.
Your phone just randomly rings and it's like a 10-minute phone call. You forget that you're recording.
Well, yeah, that could happen too.
Cool.
But that's not the case. You're here, and actually, originally, yep. I wasn't supposed to be here today. So funny how that worked out.
Yeah, that was me yesterday. Some fucking cocksucker, two houses down, was getting some irrigation system put in, and the fucking idiots didn't do the whole check to see where the lines were, and I woke up yesterday morning for my internet to be cut.
Ooh.
So I need to say I was not a happy fucking camper, so I called up Rogers, because I'm on Rogers up here in Canada, and luckily I was able to get someone to come out like a couple hours later, and they ran a temporary line, but it's going to be like 5 to 8 weeks before they can actually drop a new line.
Jesus Christ. So when anyone's digging anywhere, it's our little thing down here in the States, well, at least in Illinois, is called Julie. Julie knows it's... apparently where all the wires run all across our great land. Do you have something like that out there?
I think in Canada it's just called call before you dig.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, at least we both have that going for us, which is nice, I guess.
So, unfortunately, Jack is not that lucky today.
No.
So his internet went down, and I think Friday is going to be years before he can actually get someone back in. So
yeah, and the poor salt in his wound, his woman just left him for I'm thinking at least the next couple of days, and that poor son of a bitch has no internet. So
fuck, he might have to actually bust out the magazines for once.
He may actually have to. I don't care to know, so I'm just gonna go ahead and change subjects. Surprisingly, I'm gonna tell you how active I was. That's not a word I'm looking for. What's the word I'm looking for? When you get a lot of shit done.
Productive.
Productive. I'm not productive today. I'll tell you that. I was so productive yesterday. I got my weeds pulled, my grass cut, the garbage out, the dishes done, and something else. Oh, I played two games. Something wow. I hadn't done in about 2 weeks.
Fantastically amazing.
I had zero to talk about. And I got all that shit done last night, and yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself. But
it's a good feeling once you actually get like adult work, then you can actually have time for games.
Well, and that's the thing, as I'm sure you've been experiencing as well. Like the weeks, the weekdays have actually been pretty nice. The weekends, not so much. Rain, shitty weather, what have you. So any of the yard work I've tried to do hasn't gotten done. And it was at a point where those fucking dandelions were high enough where I couldn't cut them anymore because I'd lose them after I cut them. It'd be another 2 weeks till I could fucking pull them. So yesterday I just went apeshit nuts and it was great.
Think of the fucking bees. Why are you cutting your dandelions?
You know what? I let them go for about a month and a half. It's time to cut them. I didn't see any more bees. So
there you go.
That's my answer to that.
Fuck the bees. That's your new stance.
Maybe not. I forgot to grab a glass. Oh, this beer is delicious.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking a Lagunitas 13. Lucky 13, which is an 8.8 12-ounce bottle.
Nice. I am drinking a Miller Genuine Draft.
Ooh, the old MGD. I like
this. Earlier today, I actually had a Madcap hard root beer, and that was really refreshing on this hot day.
You know, if those actually taste like soda and not so much like alcohol, that might be a way to go on a hot day.
I must say, I was really jealous of Jim Law. He was on the weekend. He was drinking that new Trailer Park Boys beer. I cannot find that fucking thing anywhere where I live up here in Ontario. No, it was sold out all over the place.
Were you jealous because it's Trailer Park Boys or because you actually hoped it was a good beer?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. Apparently, it's supposed to be good. It's the Freedom 35, as it's being called.
Interesting. Yeah, that's one show I may get around to watching one day. And actually, it's on my list, but there's other things I got to start catching up on. And now that my normal shows to work are done for the season, it seems, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. wrapped up yesterday, that may happen. So
we may have to do a small screen heroes on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, we probably should. So fucking get on it.
They're all binge that shit, motherfucker.
They're all allegedly bingeable. So just throw it out there.
Anonymous comic book guy will hook me up.
There you go. So to get to the games that I played, just because I didn't play that much, first thing I did was I finished up Guardians of the Galaxy, Marvel's Telltale Games. Episode 1.
I did that as well, so we can talk about that.
Nice. The first half of that episode kind of sucked. I don't know. It was slow going for me. Maybe it was the fact that it wasn't the actual voice, the actors voicing them. It was you know, people trying their best or not for some of them. And it just... you know, with the hype of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, because it came out just before the movie did, it fell flat for me.
It really kind of almost tried to be a blend between the comics and the movie universes.
Yes, and as it was brought up by myself, kind of, almost immediately after I started playing it, was I wasn't even sure if I should, because we were originally going to do a binge cast
plays for it,
or Gamecast plays for it, but I decided not to because it was such a daunting task to me to get through that first half, but also because what happens in the beginning is kind of detrimental to the whole storyline of the Marvel Cinematic Universe right now. So,
well, I think more just the music fucking licensing rights, because YouTube's a cocksucker. And they continue the trend of licensed music like the Guardians movies in that game.
That's a good point. I'm wondering how... I don't know. That's interesting. But anywho.
But I like the story. Like, okay,
no, so... where it ended up, I'm actually excited for the next episode. It got going, and I got into it at the end, and I loved how they did the next time on.
Yeah.
Typically... they do, you know, they actually show scenes from the next game. This was different, and I'm not going to spoil it, because honestly, I think it's the first one that's done something like this. I've played most of the Telltale. I thought it was pretty cool how they did that.
It's going to be interesting where it goes, because when it starts with you kill Galactus, or you kill Thanos,
right.
Spoiler, you can only go up from there.
Right, and that's the thing, like, and that was the thing I wasn't sure about showing because of how it pertains to the cinematic universe, but also the fact that, you know, what happens right in the game, like the beginning of the game, like that's it. Like you,
that's so, you it. Know, by chapter 5, he's going to be coming back somehow.
Yeah, probably. Oh, so maybe they are tying it in. or want to tie it in. I don't know. If they if they do that, that'd be interesting. I know you said that it stands alone from everything, but who knows?
Just like the Batman stands alone, just like the Walking Dead stands alone, and
see, the Walking Dead doesn't stand alone.
To the movie or the comic, or the TV show or the comic.
Well, it ties in because they have had characters from that show up.
Yeah, Glenn was in the first one.
Glenn was in the first one. Michonne actually got her own fucking story.
Yeah. But still, that tied it more to the book rather than the TV show because Daryl wasn't in the fucking game.
Well, Daryl didn't. Glenn just showed up briefly.
Yeah.
So Daryl didn't need to be in the game.
So I say, like, it's a standalone thing. There'll always be a Daryl. There'll always be a Glenn. There'll always be a Rick somewhere. There'll always be fucking zombies. Just like with Guardians, it's own thing.
True. All right. Any other thoughts on it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I gave it a first chapter like a 6.5 or 7.
That's about fair. I'd probably stick around 6 and then 6.5 for myself. It was interesting to me that they actually got the licensing right for the music, but
yeah,
couldn't get like the actors. I don't know. You would think it's. I don't know. As the actor, I'd feel like I was selling the fan short, personally.
Well, how many actors do their voices for video games and actually turn in a good job? Like, if you think of, like, most movie licensed games.
Well,
they're kind of shit. Like, there's no way Al Pacino was doing the voice in the Scarface game.
Well, that's different. I think a guy like that, no, he's not going to give a flying fuck. A group that is in Guardians of the Galaxy, I think they would actually care. Like, Chris Pratt would definitely not phone it in. I don't think Bradley Cooper would phone it in. I mean, Vin Diesel, you really could have anybody fill in for him. That's fine. You can hire a fucking 6-year-old to talk like him. But
well, I kind of like in it too. Like, they didn't, the actors from the movies didn't do the voices for the Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon that was out like last year.
Well, then if you're going to do that, why don't you take the voice actors from that? Like, I don't know.
I agree with you. I see what your point, but I would liken it more to just any of the other different versions of the video that have carried the video games, like Marvel Heroes. They're not going to be doing the voices in Marvel Heroes Omega. It'd be nice.
Well, what are you going to do for Marvel Heroes? You'd have to have every fucking actor. No, that is completely separate. But when you're tying something, I don't know, smaller projects like this, mm-hmm. I would think you would, especially when you're releasing almost side by side with a movie, that you would get the actual, or try to at least get the actors or actresses to do it. But that's just me.
So what else you play?
I got in one match. Finally! All I've been wanting to do for like the past week and a half is play Quake Champions, because I got into the fucking beta. That's all I've been wanting to do.
I got the email that I got in, but then I was like, meh, I don't got time for this. How is it?
I was so fucking happy. Fired it up. It was a level reminiscent of one of the previous Quake games. It was fucking fast as fuck.
It should be.
Exactly. It was fucking beautiful, as it should be. I played a free-for-all death match. There were 7 or 8 of us in there. 2 of us were level 1. I think the highest was, I think, a level 8. Was actually in second place for a while, getting completely destroyed by one guy, but still ending up, I think I ended up in 4th overall. But with a kill-death ratio of 0.8. And yeah, if I'm friends with you on Facebook, you saw that. And let me explain to those of you, A, not familiar with Quake. B, not familiar with the variances of first-person shooters. Way back in the day, when all you really had for your FPS is dominating, aside from Team Fortress, was Unreal Tournament and fucking Quake 3. Those two games I played religiously. And those games were fucking fast. These are the reasons why people have the argument of keyboard and mouse being so much better than a control pad, because of the precision you're able to give yourself on a fucking keyboard and mouse. Do you want to talk about DPI resolution in terms of the laser of your goddamn mouse and how accurate that's going to make you in your shooting in a game this quick? You need that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
I remember it's like Quake being very brown back in the day. Just didn't have the biggest color palette.
No, it was much more space-oriented, kind of like Doom levels in space, but yeah, much darker. Unreal Tournament was definitely the brighter one. Basically because of the two different engines they were running. And I've always liked the Unreal Tournament engine more, but this one looks pretty goddamn good and plays great. I was just ecstatic. I fell right into it. And the modern first-person shooters, the closest thing to a game this speed has been Halo. Halo is that kind of more... Well, obviously it's spacey, but just more loose.
Run and gun, that kind of stuff.
Run and gun, yeah. It's very jumpy, quick twitch, if you will, where you're...
Twitch shooter, as they say.
Yes. Gears is obviously more cover-based. Call of Duty's a little bit more strategic, and then you get into your...
Yeah, and I find Gears really... there's more of a weight to the guns and the movements.
Much heavier. Much heavier. And I've never... The only thing I've ever really enjoyed playing in Gears has been Horde. That's just because, yeah, you know, you can get a group of people together pretty easily, or play by yourself and still be entertained for at least a good, you know, 10 levels before you start getting overpowered. But yeah, you start playing these console games, your Call of Duties especially, and it's everything just slows down. And when you jump to from that back into a Quake or an Unreal Tournament, it's you can't do it. You're fucked. Your brain just doesn't react as quick. So I think it actually helped that I took a little bit of a break from gaming the past couple weeks.
That and you're getting old. It happens to all of us.
Well, with what?
Just reaction speeds and things like
that. No, fuck off. No, not true. Not true at all. It's all about the gameplay, which is why people prefer certain games over others. But I can't wait for this to be full-fledged out there. I will be probably getting this on a day one just to support them. They seem to have put a lot of effort into it. Unfortunately, it's also given me another fucking launcher from another goddamn company. So now I got the Bethesda.net launcher to go with my Blizz.net launcher to go with my fucking GOG launcher to my own fucking Origin launcher to my Steam. It's fucking ridiculous.
Consolidate that shit, people.
Jack and I were going to touch on this last week, and it's something I held off on because I wanted to have you in on a conversation, but I just went through it all, and it's not even worth really talking about. The best one out of all those is Steam, because you can go to Steam, have it search. Steam basically searches your program files, which is where you're going to have it listed if you install the game, and you can pick, and it adds it to the Steam library. Every other fucking one, you have to manually go in and add. With GOG, you got to add the executable. So you got to go through the subdirectories until you get to the file folder that has it. Like, fuck that. Somebody needs to create an all-inclusive fucking launcher, because it's ridiculous. So fucking ridiculous.
It's the one negative to the PC master race, is you got to deal with all these different fucking launchers.
It's true. And at this point, I have them all in Steam. The unfortunate thing is I still have to have all the other shit running so that they stay updated. So yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. But on that Bethesda.net launcher had not only Quake Champions, but I believe that also utilizes the Elder Scrolls Online, or utilizes or is utilized by Elder Scrolls Online, and there's another one.
That would make sense.
Fallout Shelter, Quake Champions, and Elder Scrolls Legends.
And now,
there's a creation kit for Skyrim.
Is that Quake game going to be free to play, or is it a retail game?
I believe it's going to be a retail game. Or it'll be free and...
just microtransaction the shit out of skins and things like that.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, there is a bunch of... so you unlock different characters. Like, you can only have one open to you when you start. I had the Ranger. I unlocked one shader by achieving something, I think. But yeah, there's like some like 30 shades to the armor, leg attachment, you know, all that type of shit. Boosts, all that stuff. So I don't know. I haven't looked too deep. I was just, I couldn't even believe that they were serious. Like, when I saw it, because there was a version, Quake Online is out there somewhere, and it's not great. I played it briefly. When I saw this, I had no idea it was even a thing. Jumped on the beta and thankfully got in, and I can actually stream it because the NDA has been lifted, but anything pre-NDA you still can't show, I believe.
I don't think that stopped anybody from streaming it before. These kids on Twitch. But they knocked it out of the park with Doom when they remade that, so.
Mm-hmm.
Only made sense that Quake was next.
Yeah, and if I'm so okay with it. It's I've been debating installing Unreal Tournament 3 because that's one I never got through because that game got fucking hard. I'm thinking about reinstalling it, trying to give that one a go. I think I'm back into FPS mode. I may finish up Doom, may tackle that. We shall see.
I think you should give Paladins a try.
I think
it's free to play.
I think you should lick my asshole.
No, thank you.
All right. Well,
you did all that. You did all that yard work, so it would not be pleasurable.
That was yesterday. I showered.
Oh, today. Okay.
No, I showered since then twice.
But no, that's one thing with the cool thing with Paladins because it's like Overwatch but free. It's first person shooter, team based. You got your character classes. They all level up. I like what I've played on that so far. And free is always it.
Yeah, I suppose it's one way to go about it. But and that's the thing. Like, I'm seeing all these. I was thinking about it when we brought up Marvel Heroes Omega again.
Yeah,
like there are all these now free to play games. Almost, I don't want to say oversaturating the market, but I mean, when do you just? I don't know. I can't just continue to dive in because if you're not going to pay the money, you're going to spend hours trying to get your shit. So
yep.
I can't do it. Well,
I just thought, speaking of Marvel Heroes, I just thought it was fucking hilarious that Jack actually snuck, what, like 10, 15 minutes of Marvel Heroes talk on the fucking binge cast 2 weeks ago with Jim Law.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Oh, I laughed so hard at that. And if we could get Law playing with us on Xbox, that would be a hell of a stream.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Then we would just have to convince the Mexican to get an Xbox One. So
that will probably happen once Red Dead 2 comes out.
Yeah,
because that's one of the things we've always talked about. Is he's usually bought a console when GTA drops, and then just plays the ever living shit out of it. Like, he's a completionist for GTA.
Did he beat 5?
I believe he did. No, you know what? I don't remember. I don't know that he did. I know he did 4. I know he did. I'll have to ask him next time I talk to him. That's an interesting question. It's a good question, but whatever. Anywho, that's all I played. Enough of my fucking rambling. What have you done lately?
I haven't actually played much because I'm still in Zelda mode and I'm kind of stuck on a boss, but. It's a boss that fires off electricity, so I actually broke down, bought the guide, and found exactly where the rubber armor is. So I'm just right now in the process of leveling up that rubber armor so I do not get one hit killed with electricity before I try and fight him again. It's almost to the point with Zelda right now that it's that open world fatigue is that, okay, there's just so much to do, and it's not hooking me like it did because I just need a little bit more encouragement to get to that next point, and other games are starting to come out, but I'm bound to determine I want to fucking finish Zelda because it is my so far game of the year. It's leading my list. One game I've spent a lot of time on this week, the mobile version of Injustice 2, because I know the console version came out this week. I heard that by playing the mobile version, it will unlock a lot of gear in the regular version once you link your accounts. It is definitely a fun little port of the fighting game Injustice 2 for console.
Really?
Did you play the first one much?
No.
Oh, so good. Just the world that they build in that, basically just Superman fucking snaps and declares martial law, and Batman is basically the resistance, was so good in the first one, and it looks like they're upping it in this one. More so Brainiac's just showing up, so Superman gets out of jail, and then they gotta work together to fight Brainiac, but again they fucking hate each other because Superman's a fucking asshole. And the roster's pretty good. The one thing I kind of like that everything I've seen about the new Injustice 2 game is that there's a loot system now. So now you each character individually levels up. All the loot is actually cosmetic, so you can change the look, you can change the color of their costumes and stuff like that. The premium skins, like, so for example, there's a premium skin for the Flash to make him Reverse Flash, and for Jay Garrick Flash, but it's not just like a cheap palette swap. They actually recorded like new dialogue with new voice actors, so it is technically an entirely new character. That's pretty cool. I don't know if I can justify spending $130 for the deluxe version, because that's what it is, Canadian, but for the amount that you actually get with characters that are coming out, they're going to get like at least 9 more characters over the course of the next few months. The first 3 DLC characters they've announced are Sub-Zero, because Scorpion was in the last game. You got to have Sub-Zero in this one. Red Hood and Starfire. So that's fucking pretty cool.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah. So, go ahead.
I played a bit of that. I broke down and started playing some NHL 16 because we get that free with EA Access. Started doing a season mode for my local OHL team, the Barrie Colts, just because I could. And that's pretty fucking cool. But the play-by-play is the most generic fucking play-by-play I've ever heard, because they're not going to say every single fucking OHL scrub player's name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're not going to have any of that. None of them.
Goal by the home team.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
Pass to the right wing. Shot blocked by the goalie. So I got a chuckle out of that. The other thing I did kind of tease playing a little bit this week that you're going to be interested in. The Star Wars The Old Republic.
Really?
Because I noticed on Twitch that if you were a Amazon Prime member, which I am, you automatically get to be a Twitch Prime member, and you get some free shit from being a Twitch Prime member, so you automatically get the latest expansion for Old Republic for free. You don't have to buy it, and you don't have to subscribe.
Interesting, but will you be able to play it?
Yes, because you can start in a new character and they start you off at level 65.
Oh. But you probably can't access the back stuff then, right?
No.
Okay.
But that's okay. Like, I don't think I've ever really got off the prologue with any of the characters I played in Old Republic yet, so. But I finally got a fucking vehicle. They gave you an AT-AT as well.
Nice. You mean a mount?
Mount, whatever you want to fucking call it.
Nice.
That was pretty cool. So I played a bit of that. I think I'm going to dip deep in that. Now, the thing is, is it worth slubbing my way all the way up there just to start at that? Or can I just start a new character and play that total? Because it looks like it's a long story with this new expansion.
You need to be 65 to play it.
Yeah, but do I need to know what the entire story of if I'm just creating a new character?
You definitely want to know everything after the Hutt Cartel.
Okay.
So you would want to play the previous expansion.
Yeah.
That's what you'd want to do. So, but you can't access that, I don't believe. I mean, if you can access it, then that's fucking awesome. But if not, that sucks. You'll have to pay to subscribe.
I think, yeah, you just...
Or with... I think they give that for free when they add the new shit. I can't remember.
Well, yeah, I'll have to fuck around with that and see how that goes.
Yeah, but and that's the thing, and I was fucking pissed because I always, somehow, forget about May 4th. Yes. And they always run double XP, and that's when... Because they already have, like, 12 times... Or they have some ridiculous fucking XP bonus right now. Naturally, because they... Or double XP, I think it is, for the story mode. So when there's a fucking event, it's, like, 12 times. So that's when you take your characters and just play through the fucking story and have a good fucking time, because that's... You'll get to 60 so quick that way. And I always fucking forget about it. So I got pissed and swore now, I wasn't going to play it for a while. But now I
with my just normal characters, there's so many different like side missions and shit like that. Should I just bother with the pink like story missions and like barrel my way through it?
Well, that's the thing. Like if you stick directly to your main, whatever the main story is, you can stick to that. You will level up enough. You won't. You'll always be leveled enough to fight it. You might be one behind, but, you know, that's easy enough. The only thing you'll lose out on is, you know, the affection level and how they'll then perform for you if you're going to send them out. You know, it's basically if you're going to get into the game to do the shit, then, yeah, do it. If not, it's not that big of a deal because you're not going to get the bonus XP like you would if you just did the story stuff. So it's just up to you and how deep you want to go.
Sweet. Yeah, so we played a bit of that. What else fuck have I played? Oh, yeah. Went back to Marvel Heroes 2016 because I really didn't want to even though I got into the beta for the PS4 version of Marvel Heroes Omega, they're doing a server wipe tomorrow. And the 19th is the... quick start for people who bought the founder packs, but the actual open beta on PS4 for Marvel Heroes Omega starts on the 23rd of May. Got announced June 20th is when it's coming. The open beta is coming to Xbox One, but just playing a bit. It plays really smooth on console. I'm really glad how they've kind of really tailored this game to make it run silky smooth with a controller. I kind of prefer the console interface for the menus and the items and things like that compared to the PC version. I just wish that it had the team-up heroes, which you can unlock on the PC version on the console. I can see why they haven't added that yet, because they just want to make it run smooth, and then it'll just add more characters and add more features and stuff like that. But for those of us that have like at least 10 to 15 level 60s already on the PC version, it seems like some shit's missing. But still, it's going to be a lot of fucking fun. The split-screen co-op, seamless. Because I was playing it with my chick the other night, and she was Black Widow and I was Deadpool, and she actually had a lot of fun. She's not necessarily a gamer per se. But nice. That's going to be cool. And yeah, that's pretty much all that I have fucking played this week. All right. So we got a lot of news. Game that you, me, and Jack are a franchise that we're all very fond of. Darksiders 3 has officially been announced.
I'm not fond of that fucking game. I've played the first one like 10 fucking minutes and told it to go fuck itself.
I thought you liked the Darksiders series, not Dark Souls. Oh, Darksiders.
Darksiders. Yeah, no. See, you didn't listen to fucking last podcast, did you? You cocksucker.
I don't listen to anything I'm not on.
No, that's weird. Oh my god. Wait a minute. What? This fucking asshole stole that from me.
What?
For those of you listening, there is an over under on GC and his rating of Alien Covenant, as it will, the line starts, as it will every time, is 4/10. Will it be over, under, or push? This is interesting.
Did we ever find out what he thought of Guardians yet? I don't think he said publicly what he thought of that movie.
No, he hasn't, and no one's asked him, because no one cares. Anywho, I was just pissed because Jack and I have a side bet on this. I asked him the other day, actually. So that's kind of funny. Yeah, well, so Darksiders, The problem is neither of us have finished two. He hasn't finished one or two, so we feel like we're getting fucking game banged and or game raped, actually, and being forced to play this like we are a couple of other franchises this year. So while we're excited for it, we're feeling pressured to play the predecessors because it's clearly a continuing story.
Yeah, the fact that it's being made at all is fucking awesome for fans of the franchise. My only kind of issue with it is no Joe Madureira for art designs.
That's I'm okay with that. They will find somebody to do close enough. I'm certain of it. And at this point, the engine will make what it's going to look amazing.
Yeah.
So
IGN did a first look video of it. I think I sent you guys the link to that. And it looks good so far for being considering that it's not even in pre-release alpha.
Yeah, so fuck it. Like, I'm all right. No, that's one of the things I'm focusing on figuring out when to finish. I need that. I need Red Dead Redemption 1 and I can't remember what the other one is, but games I'm not really in the mood to play right now, basically. Yeah. So,
what else is news? Oh, the Witcher Netflix series has officially been confirmed, but the developer is not involved, so I don't know how good it's going to be.
Well, I've never really played any of the games, so I have no opinion on the matter.
Okay, moving on.
Although that is one game that the unique fighting style when playing on PC, the original Witcher, definitely had me intrigued. I just knew that the amount of time it was going to take me to get through it, I didn't have at that time. But that then my next kind of action RPG may be that one. That was definitely...
Just, start with three. Don't even bother with two.
No, I'm starting with the fucking first one. So... yeah, that may be in my future.
Cool. Ubisoft has confirmed Far Cry 5 is coming. I think we all kind of knew that. And finally, like, the first screenshot for the new Assassin's Creed game.
All right, new Assassin's Creed, something I wanted to touch on.
I'm glad that they took a year off. They didn't just force another one down our throats. Syndicate was really good. I think that was a good note to take a break on.
Why are they going backwards?
Because there's so many different time frames that they haven't done yet.
So do a fucking futuristic one. Call of Duty just had fucking Call of Duty Future Ops, whatever the fuck it was. Guess what? They went back to Call of Duty 2. And you know what? Pretty fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off. They need... Like, what are they going to do in Egypt? Like, is it going to the very beginning?
Like, because it's called, was it Assassin's Creed Origins or some shit like that?
Here's the thing about Assassin's Creed, especially after fucking Syndicate. I'm going to play this fucking game. I'm going to play it. And I'm actually, this is another one I'm starting to feel pressure on now because I still have yet to play Assassin's Creed Rogue. And I know, you're going to tell me, it's okay, you can skip it. It's not that important. I can't. I have that, and I am a fan of this fucking franchise. I have that, and it's three fucking action side-scrollers, Russia, China, and India, all waiting to be fucking finished.
Yeah, I did not like those side ones, side-scrolling ones at all.
I thoroughly enjoy them. The problem is I want to beat every goddamn level on, like, perfect.
Yeah.
And that's, I just, those are the games that's going to get to the point where it's like, fuck it, just beat it. And that'll happen. So I can totally get why you wouldn't enjoy it, but I do like that kind of 2.5-dimensional game style. And like I said, I'm a fan of the fucking franchise.
Be interested to see what they do with The Crew 2. That was the other game that Ubisoft announced. I didn't think The Crew 1 did that well. I like kind of what I played of it.
It was fun, but you would need a serious, like, crew to play because it was all about bonuses for being on teams. And I don't know. I don't know if you would classify any of these as their own, like, a specific subgenre aside from MMO, I guess, because, like, The Crew is like this. You have Rainbow Six Siege is, you know, tailored to strictly online. Not, you know, not strictly, but that's when you're going to have the most fun. Would you call that just an MMO, or what would you call games like that?
I don't know. It's an automotive MMO, if anything.
So you'd throw all those under the same thing then?
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool.
What do you think they're going to do with Far Cry 5? Because it's one of the cool things that you don't like the Far Cry games?
I played the first one a bit on PC and never got past like the third level because it was one of the hardest fucking games on the planet. Seriously, You guys want a challenge? You go back and play the original fucking Far Cry. That game, that Far Cry engine came out. Holy shit. That was one that pushed machines. That game right there, that game sold hardware. That's what that fucking thing did. And I've always been intrigued. I like, you know, you were super stoked what they did with the last one with kind of like its own like civilization and whatnot, own language.
Yeah,
and
Primal was fucking awesome.
So yes, I am interested in which direction they take it in kind of the timeline, I guess. But other than that, I'll never play it. It's one of those things.
And what else? Fractured Butthole is coming out in...
The game got pushed back basically October. What, over a year?
Yeah.
Why do you think?
They want it to be good. Like, we'll look at the Stick of Truth. How many times did that get pushed back before it came out? And
I don't remember because I didn't pay attention because I was so, like, jaded that it was going to suck that I really didn't follow it.
No, I want that Fractured Butthole to be postponed and postponed. Let it come out when it's right.
No, and I completely agree with you. The problem I have is just don't fucking announce it then. Unless there was some big issue, you know, and if there was, would you want to know about the big issue or would you just say, fuck it, just stay quiet and just keep saying we got to push it back for, you know, because we're not done?
Just push it back. What else? Lego Marvel 2 has been announced. So interesting, they're not joining the Dimensions bandwagon. They're making a full release. I know you weren't really feeling the Avengers game, but the first Lego Marvel was fucking fantastic.
Yes.
But I'm hoping it's more like that compared to let's just do Lego levels of all the Marvel movies.
Right. And that is basically what the Lego movie was. That's why I didn't get Lego. And the difference is, like, when you played it, when they didn't have the speech in it, it was fine. You were playing the level, but it was uniqueness to it, that the charm, if you will. When they kind of started going away from it, yeah. Marvel's Avengers, I still haven't quite finished. I got 4 hours into the game. I only have 6 achievements unlocked. I think I still have at least another like 6 or 7 hours. I don't know that I can do it.
Got a lot better once you actually got more into the open world, kind of. Once they actually unlocked the New York City, and then you can just fuck around and unlock.
Avengers, when they did the fucking, it was straight movie dialogue. It got better.
Yeah, because eventually it opens up the whole New York City, and then it goes a little bit more open world. You still have all the movie missions, but they do tack in a little bit of what made the first Marvel game good.
But the movie missions are what you need to do to beat it, right?
Yes and no. They're the big levels, but it's the more open world side shit. That's where those games really kind of take off for me. That's coming out. Like, the teaser for that is the Lego Baby Groot. So I think the full trailer's coming out this week or next week. And lastly, everyone's losing their shit over that PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. Have you seen much about this? It seems like that game's the real flavor of the month for PC gamers.
The what now?
It's called PlayerUnknown's Battleground. It's basically a third-person kind of squad, like team-based battle royale type shooter. So up to 100 people on a map. It's an 8x8 map, and the map actually shrinks over time, so kind of forces people not to just camp and shit. Everyone starts off the same. You all parachute out of a plane with no gear, no guns, and you got to kind of scavenge for everything you can find, whether it's weapons, gear, all things like that.
Mostly positive. Released March 23rd. It's an early access game. 36,237 reviews. Mostly positive.
Wow. It sold 2 million copies in 2 months.
Wow. It's only $30. So is this like just basically a drop in, drop out, or do you have to have like that's or not drop in, drop out, but like they're running? I mean, are there that many people playing this fucking? Well, I guess 36,000.
Yeah.
100 people per map.
It's hilarious because like everyone's in just like a giant fucking plane, and then everyone just parachutes out. So it's 100 people just parachuting, and it's just chaos. Like if you're like a couple of videos, like the Giant Bomb guys have been playing, doing some streams, and it's pretty entertaining because they you see a house. Okay, I'm gonna try and beeline to the house. There's no one around there. Then all of a sudden, out of the corner, you just see another person with a parachute going for the same house. So then it's whoever can get there first and try and barricade yourself in. Then you can find a gun, maybe you can't.
Oh, that sounds like
it looks like it's one of those kinds of games, like there's a little bit of a jank to it, but in a good way. So
I'm watching it on Steam right now, and yeah, it looks
If you have a good group of people together, it looks like this could be a fun game.
See, and this is the thing. So seriously, like I'm being 100% because you can't go more than that. 100% serious right now. And I'm pleading to you folks out there, please, if there is anything you want to fucking set up a Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, whatever, and fucking play like.
Let us know.
Like this is why we do this. Like
we have us all three, the bases covered. So us PS4 three, is covered. Yeah, Xbox is covered.
We have
PC's
everything covered. You know, we all have the games that we want to play together. I know you and Jack have done more than I have just because of how schedules have been. But there's some games coming out like Marvel Heroes, Xbox shit. Mm-hmm. It's gonna happen. Like we're gonna make this shit happen. We're setting up clubs or groups or whatever. So if there's anything out there, let us know. Because these are the types of games you need at least one other. You need at least one. It's not fun by yourself. It's why I never went back to Rainbow Six Siege. Like, could I be great at that game or even have enough fun, you know, be good enough to have fun? Probably. But it's I don't have the patience right now to find a group of people, you know, a new group of people. If you know to play this shit with, so please.
Like, how much is Battlegrounds for you on the store? For me, it's like $36.
It's $30, $29.99.
I'm pretty sure, like, I might be able to find it on Green Man Gaming or something, like maybe cheaper than that. But
what any of these free to play, multiplayer, whatever, even if not, just fucking let us know. You know, like, EA Access is the perfect opportunity. We should get fucking paid by these assholes, I swear to God.
We should.
Like, again, budget gamer, $30 a year, get all this shit. Most of them are sports games, sure, but guess what? That allows a nice Saturday afternoon of, hey, let us five fucking assholes play NHL for a few hours. We can be on the same team, we can be on different teams, whatever.
So. Could you imagine if the entire fucking staff were on one team on NHL for a fucking game?
Oh, it's the worst. It's the fucking worst. Because here's the problem. Nobody plays how the game of hockey is played. Like, if you all pick your positions and play the game of hockey, it'll work. And unfortunately, that's also when you need to set up for 20-minute fucking periods because you need 20 minutes to figure out how to fucking set shit up.
Okay, so break it down. Who do you see as what position? You're coaching the team. You're coaching the Binge EA team.
Wow, I'm setting up the Binge EA team. All right, so here's what's happening. I'm gonna set myself up. I'm gonna set shit up. So, let's see. Who are we gonna stick down low?
All I do is hit and fight. So,
see, I'd probably throw you as defenseman. But you'd have to actually stay and keep the puck in on the offensive zone. This is too much of a count. I'm going to have to think about this. I'm going to have to set up. Oh, you know what? If I'm doing hockey, Jack's doing fucking football, and I guess
I got the wrestling.
So. I was going to say, you, I guess, have to set up some sort of wrestling stable, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Cool. I can do that.
Jake, you got fucking game homework that we'll tell you about, hopefully.
Who is what position? And obviously, we need a team name. We need team names.
Yeah, well, all right, cool. That's coming at you at some point when we remember about it.
Throw it on the whiteboard. Was it Reed posted on the binge group? How fantastic is that fucking Hot Wheels?
I believe my game partner has purchased Forza 3. So if that is an add-on, I might make that happen.
It is an add-on. It is purchasable DLC. But it looks fantastic.
Yes. Yes, it does. So we'll have to... We'll see. We will see.
I'm calling it right now. Fast and the Furious 13, they're going to have to shrink down and drive on Hot Wheel tracks. That has to happen to that movie franchise at least once. They're going to meet Rick Moranis. He's going to shrink the entire team down. Then they're going to have to go car chases on Hot Wheels tracks.
Ridiculous. Just ridiculous. I was just texted a question. Mm-hmm. The question was, what three PC games should I be playing right now? And it took me a while. I first responded because I know he's a gamer. I wasn't sure what his preferences were. So I asked him. He said, any of the above, so whatever. First question was Bioshock Infinite. Said he always wanted to, never did. So I told him, put that fucking game at the goddamn top of your list. Especially because he bought himself a nice rig recently.
Nice.
So it's going to look real nice. Now, what would you recommend? Let's probably go back at least the past. I'm going to say we can go past the past 10 years at least, because he has kids. What game would you say is a must play on PC?
KOTOR.
KOTOR?
Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic. The amount of because even if you're not really into MMOs, the amount of like you can play that whole game single player, and who doesn't fucking love Star Wars?
That is a great.
And it's free.
No, I'm going to tell them to do the original.
Yeah, you can do the original too, if you've never played it.
That is a good one.
And if he does have kids, he'll be the asshole. Minecraft.
I don't want to do that to the guy. Trying to think what else. Because, I mean, you have... Like, the other one I was going to recommend was Battlefield 1, just because, like, last year was such an awesome time for... Yeah. And I don't want to give him anything long, because I feel like if he's asking for three, he's looking for something short to medium.
If he likes kind of like sim games, XCOM, Enemy Unknown. And if he likes puzzle games, The Witness. Those are my picks. So you got different types of games. You got the best of the genres of all of them. Can't go wrong.
All right. I will take those into consideration. What else did I want to touch on today? There was something. Did we touch on anything on the top? Oh, no, we didn't. Dolby Atmos app on Xbox One and PC Windows 10. It is currently available on Windows 10. 30-day trial, but then they charge you $15 to use it for headphones. It's free if you just use it run into your TV. So,
what's this?
Dolby Atmos audio. This is one of the theater experience that I go to now. Like when I see Alien: The Covenant tomorrow, I'm seeing it in Dolby Atmos. It's 4K fucking screen with immersive fucking 40, just research or Google Dolby Atmos and you'll see the speaker setup. It's fucking ridiculous. You have speakers on the sides, above you, in front of you. It's awesome. And the way that they all tie in together and their output is just fucking crazy. So yeah.
So there's an app now, or
there's an app of it. If you have a Windows 10 machine, there is an app that you can download to, like I said, set it up to run HDMI out to your TV or to because then it runs to the Dolby Atmos capable soundbars, or if you want to use any headset, apparently. $15 for the Windows 10 app, but this is also coming to Xbox One. So,
cool.
I would assume that you buy it for, and I think that's probably why they're charging for the headphone, because if you're going to use it, you're going to on the PC, you're going to use it on Xbox One. It's probably cross compatible. So, that's going to be something I'm going to be playing with very shortly here. So, I'll have that to talk about next time as well.
Have you noticed before we wrap up here, I'm getting a lot of lag from stuff that's installed on my external hard drive on my Xbox One. Are you getting that at all? Because Jack said he was getting it too. Certain games are a little bit laggy.
Well, if you listen to me at the beginning of the show, I haven't played much lately, so no. I don't. The only thing I've played has been stuff installed because I've been playing upstairs. And that's installed in the hard drive, so no, I haven't.
I'm wondering if that's like a software version, because I'm an insider member like you.
It could be. And that's the thing. The one upstairs is in the preview mode. The one downstairs in the basement, which is when I am doing most of my gaming, isn't. So I don't really ever have issues. So
I have to check that shit out.
Yeah, totally. Cool. Depending on how Alien goes tomorrow, I may actually just start Alien Isolation finally, like, or restart it, because apparently I played it for 36 minutes when I purchased it January 10th, 2015. So it's only been 2.5 years. I got 2 achievements, but don't remember shit. Oh! I bought Crazy Taxi, because it's $1.99 right now on a Humble sale. And Damn it!
Does it still have all the licensed music, or have they stripped all that out of it?
I don't care. It's Crazy Taxi. It's fun as fuck. It was like arcade mode I was playing yesterday. It's great.
Take me to Kentucky Fried Chicken, goddammit.
Oh, fuck. Did I love that game? The one system I wish I never sold.
Love my Dreamcast.
Fucking system I wish I never sold. Fuck! Goddammit, Sega. You were so amazing. What happened? What the fuck happened? All right, I'm done. I'm just rambling. I got fucking Prometheus on my mind because I want to finish that before I go see Alien Covenant.
Prometheus on my mind. I got Prometheus on my mind. Let's see Willie Nelson sing that fucking song.
Okay. Yeah, you got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Cool. Well, we'll should see you in a couple weeks. Look out for the next Binge Media Fantasy Movie League podcast this weekend.
I got points, yay!
I got lots of points. I'm getting lots of points. I'm getting double box office points because I got Kurt Russell and Vin Diesel in 2 movies in the same time. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful goddamn thing. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to get that bonus point for fucking Guardians.
I don't know. I think it may be number one this weekend.
I don't think so. I've been watching the seats in my area, and they've been selling. So, I think between that for the R-rated folk and Diary of the Wimpy Kid for the younger folk, I think it's going to split it enough to put Alien in front.
We shall see, my friend.
We shall. I've been sticking to my guns, though. I do not think it'll do it. Not after seeing what fucking Beauty and the Beast did, which is still in the fucking top 10. I'm going to give you a little preview. Well, we'll be talking about this weekend because, folks, this fucking movie, Beauty and the Beast, has been in the goddamn fucking top 10 for like 8 weeks now.
Who'd have thunk it?
And it's not even, I think it just finally hit the bottom five. Like, this is what we talk about with longevity. It's that type of shit. March 17th. Today, as we record this, is May 17th. This has been out for 2 fucking months. It has 76 fucking points. 76 points. Weeks at number one. One. That's fucked up.
Crazy.
Fucking crazy. But it broke three records.
So if you like the show, be sure to go to iTunes and give us a review because it really helps.
Yes, it does. It boosts us in the fucking categories. Do that. Send us a voicemail. Send us a voicemail. Call us and leave us a voicemail at 708-406-9546.
I want to hear some game fucking voicemails on the fucking BingeCast. Just yes. Hear Law and fucking Moreno just skip them or just talk shit about the show.
And if you do listen to this when it drops on Thursday, a little note for you. I might be on the BingeCast this weekend, so it'll be the perfect time to leave a fucking GameCast voicemail. And send us an email at BingeGameCast@gmail.com. So, until next time, I will talk to you fuckers later.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on BingeMedia.net. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I can't get enough of soup.
Bob Odenkirk.